This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrne. As the number of coronavirus infections and deaths continues to rise in the United States, several states are taking action to prevent infections. We get more from AP's Ed Donahue.
In New York, restaurants, bars, and gyms will have to close by 10 p.m. No private gatherings of more than 10 people. In Indiana,
we are in the midst of a second surge.
Governor Eric Holcomb is bringing back some restrictions that limit crowd sizes and extends a mask mandate.
Unfortunately, too many of us and around the country have let our guards down and either assumed we won't get it, or if we do, so be it.
In Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Mayor Paul Ten Haken said no to a mask mandate.
I believe the small uptick in compliance we will see from this are not worth the community division that this will create.
Violators would have been fined $50. I'm Ed Donahue.
Britain has become the fifth country worldwide to record more than 50,000 deaths from COVID-19. The British government reported more than 50,300 people have died from the disease. That means Britain joins the United States, Brazil, India, and Mexico in reporting more than 50,000 deaths. The news follows reports earlier this week that a vaccine had performed well in clinical trials. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said even with the hope of a vaccine, people still need to follow safety protocols.
We're not out of the woods yet. It does still require everybody to follow the guidance, do the right thing to suppress the disease in the way that we all understand.
Britain is currently experiencing a resurgence of the virus and has imposed new restrictions to help curb infections. Non-essential places such as pubs, restaurants, hairdressers, gyms, golf courses, and theaters must remain closed until December 2nd. For more on these stories, visit voanews.com.